and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to do the presentation to introduce China health insurance programs in rural China. And first of all, I want to introduce myself. I am Xu Jian, health advisor of International Plan China office. And before I joined to International Plan, I work in Ministry of Health and responsible for health international programs 8 years. And now, okay, when I introduce the health rural insurance programs, I want to introduce the background. And first of all, and following in the abolishment of the China and rural cooperative and in the rural area during the economic reforms of the early 1980s, access to the big health services has been increasingly difficult. And also, also for the majority of the citizens living in rural China, rural health care financing is an area of the great deficiency. And we can see, and 640 million of the rural Chinese lacked health insurance in 2003. And the health began to the deteriorate and due to the increasing of the medicine expense. Many present and fell into poverty and due to the illness, in order to pay the medical bills. And so, and from 2003, the government is implementing the new cooperative medicine schemes, we call the NCMS, to provide the health insurance and to its rural population. The major purpose of this NCMS is have the following below. The first one is to provide the financial risk protection for farmers with catastrophic health problems. The second one is want to improving the satisfied the improving the health of the rural population. The third one is want to improving the health and satisfied with the rural peoples. The fourth is want to and reduce poverty due to illness. Okay, and now I want to introduce a characteristic of the NCMS, and you can see. And first one, they have want to establish a risk pools and management schemes of this insurance. And the second is enrollment is voluntary and per family, and that means all of the member of this family will be involved in these programs. And not only some of the member of this family and join in the schemes. And the third is low premiums and existence of the government subsidy. And totally, and each person have the 50 RMB. And government, central government and local government will provide the 40 RMB, and the individuals only contribute the 10 yuan RMB. And the benefit, and majorly including the inpatient care due to illness, accident, and injury. And now they have they also have some a little different. They have changed, and just like the six major and chronic disease has been reimbursed and in these schemes. The fixed is a co-component and deductible are high for the incomes levels, and that means and all of the cost will be paid and half by the government and half by the by the family, and also and they have the startup, and also cash ceiling of the benefit are set up. You can see, and the challenge of the NCMS. Why we want to talk about it? Because as you know, and the international plan and is an international NGO focused on the children's benefit. We have worked in 47 and a developing country, and we have done many programs, including health cares and education and livelihood and children production and some others programs. And health care is our first one's priority. And so when we research these schemes, we have found some challenge in this program. the first one we found, and NCMS overemphasized the need to protect the farmer from the falling into the poverty because of being struck by catastrophic illness. So actually, the number of the farmers actually hit by this such of the problems is likely to be small. It doesn't meet the health need of the vast majority of the rural population. So if subscribers' needs cannot to be met, they will eventually abandon these systems. This is the first one. And the second one is the NCMS emphasize inpatient care, neglected outpatient care preventatives and early treatment for the disease. And we all know the immunization checkup and health education and change health behaviors, that's more important, and that's the most cost-effective ways to resolve these problems. And also we can see an NCMS fund are majorly used in adult because children especially need preventative activities and outpatient treatment. So in generally and in these programs we have found and the children's benefit and has been catched by the adult. So that means and totally the children as a member of the family, they have the 50% premiers, but almost all of them have been used by the adult. So and plan and want to begin to implement this pilot on the children's medical insurance programs in 2005. And why to set up a children's medicine insurance programs? We have the four purposes. And the first one is focus on the children as beneficiary and considering that particular health need. The second one is focus on the prevention and early treatment, reduce medicine costs and family financial burdens. And the third is to manage a simple reimbursement process and with a small onerous premium. The fourth is to ensure the insurance premiums and subsidy will be fully be used on the children. So when we consider these programs and the children will be our only benefit, so these programs only in the rural areas, only the children will be involved in that, and any people above 16 people cannot to involve this program. And the objective of the Plan China's children's beneficiary insurance programs is to promote and raising awareness of the medicine insurance for rural children and pilot the form of the children's insurance. A third is to promote integrated of the children's medical insurance pilot with NCMS. So we found the final solution where to use our experience and combination with the current policy and let the government know and their shortage and challenge and polish the police and the two will be more favored to our children. Okay, and now I want to introduce our project unit, and you can see and in the center and the Xixiang and located in Shanxi province. Shanxi province in the central of the China is undeveloped the areas. Also, we maybe you know, and this is the hometown of the Cairo Quarter. So, and I want to introduce and information about the Xixiang County. And you can see the photo, and on the you can see the photo, and that is local people's living house. And you can see and 12,000 families living in the six rural village, and also and subsistence the agriculture is a major economic activity. Poverty is commonplace, and eligible children are from 3 to 16 years old. Now I want to show this box, and you can see and the difference between the Plan China's Children's Medicine Insurance and NCMS, and including the five area. The first one is benefit. In our programs, and the children will be the only beneficiary. And in the NCMS, and all the members of the family are our beneficiary. And you can see the ceiling of the cash benefit totally up to the 4,000 RMB per child. And in the NCMS, an upper limit for one person is 10,000 RMB for a family and 20,000 RMB. And you can see annual premium and subsidy, and totally for children only 10 yuan RMB per year. And in NCMS and 50 RMB. And you can see deductible and in all programs, and only children and with accident need 50 RMB as premium, and they are as a deductive. But you can see, and in the township hospital, and the county hospital, and the city hospital, they have the different and the premium deductible in the NCMS programs. And the last is the percentage of the reimbursement. You can see we have only one standard, 8%. And I think when we done the programs and in the rural areas, and the simple percentage will be easy by and taken by the local peoples. And so also you can see when we think about cost effectives, you can see we use 10 yuan RMB as achieved 4,000 RMB. When you look at the NCMS and 50 RMB and achieved totally and the 10,000 RMB, so you can compare with that. So I think our program's benefit is as twice of the government. Also, and now I want to introduce some partnership and in our programs. Just like the photos you have showed, and in the right place you can see. The first one is a private insurance company, and we have chosen China Union's Properties Insurance Company and managed and these programs, including the enrollment, manage the funding, and receive the claims and the reimbursement. The second one is a local medicine hospital, and we have chosen a qualified hospital as appointed hospital and provide services. And the third is ourselves, it's Plan China, and promote the children's benefit in the family and provide the funding subsidy and monitor all the progress process. Now I want to introduce a flow chart of the major event in Plan China, these programs. And I think it's very easy, also it's very clearly. And also you can see, and the first one is the community's mobilization. And as you know, and in the rural areas, and the awareness of the people as was very was very low compared with the city people. See, we have done many community mobilizations activities. And the second one is a private insurance company is selected by Plan China. We have used the bidding as compared with three or five private company and compare their benefit and premier and services and reputation and others. And the third, and the insurance company and the insurance client and in the community and in the home. Also, Plan China selected hospital to provide the care to the insured. And the fourth, the fifth is the insured and hospital manage the insurance claim and the policyholders' information together. And the last one is use the services as reimbursement and by the insurance company. Also, we have the reimbursement process was very simple. And when this child and check up and do some treatment, when he leave the hospital, he just to and submit the rest of the cost. And so that means the cost, the reimbursement has been deductible. So I think it's very easy. He do not need to take some materials and go to the hospital or go to the insurance company to get the reimbursement. It's very easy. Also, you can see and totally and about the 6,400 children have the purchased insurance until date. until this date and until in the March of the 2007, 49 and 6 children and 40 child claimed for their expense hospitalization and outpatient services. And totally you can see, and the expense is 28,000 RMB. And the average reimbursement and per family is 62.29%. And this is of the totally the cost in the hospital. Now I want to introduce, and you can see some data and compare with NCMS. You can see the percentage of the family enrolled in these programs. You know, and I think the NCMS is, and the government said, and it's voluntary, but actually it's half compulsory and policy, and all of the family has to attend these programs. But meanwhile, and some of them attend all the programs. And so you can see, and 90% of the family with children's benefits insurance also have the NCMS. You know, and all programs has been implemented in the community, and before the NCMS, and join in this community. So all of the people hasn't got all the insurance programs, so they have raised their awareness. So it's very easy to attend the government these programs. Also, you can see, and we have some problems. We also have some challenge, and resolve. And in the next steps, the first one, and how to enhance the impact of the NCMS on children. We have seen the challenge of the NCMS, and they have ignored children's benefit. So we want to use our experience and to let the government to polish the policy. The second one, how to keep a balance of the interested village and insurance and hospital. And in my opinion, and the village and really got the benefit from the insurance, and they will have to keep the interested. And insurance company, we got the benefit from our programs. They can lend more money. I think they have the interested. Also the hospital, and the appointed hospital, and we provide the qualified and the services, and we attract more people and to take the treatment in this hospital. I think this is an intangible relation. And the third is how to avoid the fraud. And that means, you know, and in China and in rural areas, so many family has more than one child, but they only enrolled one child in our programs, and the other's child, if got an illness, and they will ask, hey, we use and this child's name and to do the treatment. So this will be a risk. And the last one is how to guarantee the project's sustainability. This is our biggest challenge, you know. And if people has joined and the government insurance programs, they almost cannot to attend our programs again. So when we want to scale up our programs, this is the biggest challenge. So if we want to resolve this challenge, so we have some step to do. And Plan China and government, that means, and NCMS Research Center, and it's belong to MOH, and we have decided to join a carry out a 3 years program to improving the policy and the process and related to the children's medicine insurance with NCMS. We done a situation analysis and to analyze the children's benefit in the NCMS in 6 provinces, and then we will organize a national seminar and workshop, and to organizing and locals and national, and including the some expert from all over the world, and to do the research and to find some solution. And now we will to implement this and to scaling up our experience. And at last, I think the government CMS process will be more benefit for children. That's all. Thanks.